WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Bryan man out of jail on bond awaiting trial on 5 criminal charges was shot and killed near his home early Saturday morning. Police say 30-year-old Broderick Turner was shot in his car on West 16th south of Highway 21 between Hall and Logan. A motive has not been determined, according to Officer Kelly McKeithen.
At this time, it's too early to speculate. We are asking that if anyone does have information to contact our criminal investigation division at 209-5300, or if they want to remain anonymous, they can call Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
McKeithen says patrol officers from several miles away heard gunfire, then 911 dispatchers directed them to the scene. Turner was still alive when officers arrived, and they joined emergency personnel to provide medical treatment. A bicyclist and pedestrian were taken to the hospital with possible life-threatening injuries after they were struck in separate incidents in College Station Saturday morning before sunrise. Investigators have asked for help from anyone who may have seen the bicyclist get hit by a driver who left the scene Saturday morning around 4 on the freeway southbound service road between Cavenders and Allen Honda. Before that, multiple agencies were at George Bush and Dexter after an eastbound car struck two people who were crossing the street. One who was taken to the hospital died yesterday after he was taken off life support. Police identified him as a Texas A&M student, 21-year-old Jayton Kennedy from Lubbock. The other pedestrian was treated for minor injuries. The driver of the car, 21-year-old Samuel Huerta of College Station, was arrested for drunk driving. Police report he was not charged with intoxication assault because it was determined the pedestrians failed to yield the right-of-way. A Bryan man listed on a DPS Most Wanted list is back in jail. According to Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart, 19-year-old Roy Arevalo Jr. was brought back following his arrest in Houston for a traffic violation. Criminal charges against Arevalo includes engaging in organized criminal activity and drug selling and distribution.
Now he has other activities in which the Texas Department of Public Safety have been interested. Bryan Police Department has been interested.
Last month, his father was sent to prison for 60 years as part of a plea agreement for similar charges that include smuggling contraband into the Brazos County Jail involving a former detention officer. Some Republican voters in Brazos County will make a decision on 3 primary races next March.
One is Congress, where incumbent Bill Forrest of Bryan is being challenged by Grossbeck business owner Caleb Sims. Another is the Brazos County Commission Precinct 3 seat, where Bryan business owner Gabe Garcia is running against College Station Mayor Nancy Berry. And has been previously announced, State Representative John Rainey is being challenged by former College Station Councilman Jess Fields. After the first week of the filing period, 2 more Brazos County incumbents filed for re-election. They are District Judge Travis Bryan and County Attorney Rod Anderson. A check with the Brazos County Democratic Party indicates no filings, but some interest in local races. The filing deadline is December 14th. An updated list is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Service arrangements have been announced for John Hardin Hicks II, the son of Bryan Broadcasting owner and president Bill and Paula Hicks, who died of brain cancer. A rosary and visitation is today from 4 until 7 at Hillier Funeral Home in Bryan. A funeral mass is tomorrow morning at 11 at St. Thomas Aquinas Church in College Station. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 38 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It'll be getting dark earlier this month, so you'll need to get to Rattler's earlier to take advantage of these super November specials. Grab a couple of Mrs. Baird's delicious pies for breakfast, 2 for only $2 with your registered Rattler's reward card. Stop by and get a midday energy boost with a 2.85-ounce bag of Jack Link's jerky, buy one, get one free. On the way home from a hard day's work, pick up any 18-pack of beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattler's. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:10, brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure in control with lots of sunshine and some chilly temperatures for today. Rather chilly out there this morning, but all that sun leads to a high of 60 to 65 this afternoon. Clear much of tonight. Clouds will begin increasing late, lows near 45. It will become cloudy during the day tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Clouds may be a shower tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Cloudy Wednesday, chance of a shower, milder, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggie football winning, all the local high school football teams winning, the Cowboys winning, the Texans winning, all that and more coming up in sports. Did I say the Cowboys were winning? I said the Cowboys were winning. Up in sports, we'll do that at 6:50.
Harvard won. They beat Yale.
And you care equally about both, I'm sure.
That's the game. That's the game. You never see that many smart white people together, except on that Saturday afternoon. And some mediocre football players. But anyway. I was in a horrible situation yesterday.
Horrible?
Well, not really. I'm sitting at a table conversing with people and really losing interest in the conversation, but want to be a nice guy and just shut up.
You're a good listener.
Which is difficult for me.
No. Yeah.
I was pretty much forced to watch the game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I was sitting in the establishmentorism that I was facing the TV screen, and that was the game that was on. So, and it was okay when I saw Miami score, but then Dallas comes back to score. So, yeah.
You're watching Aggie Ryan Tannehill, right?
Well, then, yeah, I was, yeah.
And then I'm trying to give you any justification
like
in this I can.
38-year-old Tony Romo or something completing a pass. Anyway, doesn't matter. Science is here to help us.
Yay!
Florida condo owners are steaming after their homeowners association asked them to submit their dog's DNA in order to have it on file so that they can find the owners who don't pick up after their little pets when they do poopy. How you feel about that, huh? I mean, that's science. If those are the rules, Harbor Landing residents said they received a litter letter last week, and some feel that it is an invasion of their privacy. The letter asked residents to register their dogs and cats with the association through a DNA test, citing a significant increase in the amount of poopy found throughout the property recently, including inside the elevators.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Yeah. Just couldn't make it.
At that point, pet owners will have to pay for the DNA test. Well, to see that, I don't know what a DNA test costs on poop.
It seems like you just send them some hair.
Yep, that'd work too.
From your dog.
Condo officials say that it's a voluntary process and that the measure is only meant to help keep the property clean.
Okay.
All right. So, in other words, if you haven't done anything wrong, then you don't have anything to do.
So, we have fat shaming, now we have poop shaming?
Yes, we
do. Are you kidding me?
Yes, indeed. It's the wonders of science.
It's going to be a good day.
Better living through chemistry. Isn't that what DuPont used to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Have a great time together. We got a lot of information. Perfect situation.
I mean, if you belong to an HOA, it serves you right.
Well, yeah. Well,
some of us have no choice.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Or you can just ignore them. It's a big enough group. They won't know for a while.
No, they'll find you.
Yeah, and hunt you down.
Meet Fred, world champion excuse maker.
That's me.
He's been late for work 5 days in a row. His excuses?
Someone stole my steering wheel, my cat had a root canal, my cousin's houseboat sank, and I had to feed my neighbor's ferret.
So what's his excuse for not going to AggielandHelpWanted.com? He knows he'll find a terrific new job from a great local employer.
Yeah.
It's free. There are more local job postings than anywhere else, and applying for jobs is even easier than ever before.
Well, yeah.
So, champ?
I was abducted by aliens.
Uh-huh. There's no excuse. Go to AggielandHelpWanted.com today. Long name. Amazing results.
All right, here we go. Good morning. It's the 23rd. It's Monday. It's day 327. 38 days remaining. You said the temp this morning was 37,
I think. It says 37 here.
But if you'll look at the back windshields of the people who parked overnight, it has little ice crystals on it this morning.
And not just the dust, not like frost.
No.
This was cold.
I would agree.
My app says it's 32.
Yeah, because, I mean, so... We need to tell you that so that if you need to get outside, if you park your vehicle outside in an uncovered area, then you may have to spend a couple of extra minutes scraping off the little icettes.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't nothing like they had up in the Midwest. Pretty nasty weather up there, as a matter of fact.
That's why we're here.
That's right. That and, the Says in Chicago, the snow reached 11 inches, setting a record for the most in the Windy City in 120 years. Wonder if anybody got murdered in Chicago in the snow this weekend. We'll have to check that out a little bit later on this morning. In the meantime, it is Dr. Who Day, if you do that. It's National Espresso Day, if you do that. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's it. National Cashew Day.
Ooh.
The shell of the cashew nut is not good for you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's. I think in some cases it can be poisonous. Mm. It's kind of interesting.
Shred your throat, for heaven's sakes. Those things are hard.
Eat a cranberry day. Just one.
Yeah, if you can get through one, good on you.
Yeah. What? Cranberries are okay.
Fresh cranberry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. And then, of course, you do those others that they sugarize and take the seeds out of.
I just like the jelly.
Yeah. National Family Week, and it's National Bible Week. And it's birthdays.
It is birthday time, and we start by celebrating with Miley Cyrus.
It's Miley!
Yay.
23 years old. Snooki from Jersey Shores, 28 years old.
They're not.
Lucas Garbell from High School Musicals, 31. Yeah. Kelly Brooks from Piranha 3D. Yeah, this is a banner day, let me tell you. 36 years old. Chris Hardwick is 44. He's the host of the Walking Dead recap show, Talking Dead.
Uh-huh.
44 years old. Sally Richardson Whitfield is 48 years old from Eureka. John Hinton, 55, on the Hughleys and Living Single. Bruce Hornsby, who I actually like a lot, 61 years old. Bruce Vilanch is 67. He is the odd-looking guy that you've seen maybe in Hollywood Squares.
No.
Curly hair, chubby.
Okay.
He had written most of the jokes for the Oscars and stuff like that for years. Okay. He kind of looks like a Muppet.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. He does. Okay. I mean, he looks like a Muppet.
All right.
Yeah. As opposed to the human thumb.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which he kind of looks like, too, but more Muppet.
All right.
That's it.
Susan Anspach, big, tall lady, 73. Steve Harvey, host of The Family Feud, somewhat entertaining, 59. What?
He just has the best reactions.
He does. I mean,
they ask some mildly irresponsible question that gets a mildly sexual response, and he just has this face.
Yeah, he does. Well, again, and he does a good job of that show.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt.
I kind of like that, though. We are mildly irresponsible as a show.
That
needs to be in a liner or something.
There,
It's the Infomaniacs, mildly irresponsible. Yeah.
Infomaniacs, we're sorry. We apologize about what we said yesterday. Yeah. Something like that. And Tom Joyner, who has an interesting world. At the time that this happened, it was really odd. It made news and all that kind of stuff. But he would do a morning show in Dallas, and then he would get on an airplane every day and fly to Chicago and do an afternoon show there. And, of course, that's silliness in today's world. But at the time, that was fairly intriguing.
That's before we was all connected.
Yeah, and probably got just monster miles, don't you think? But anyway, yeah, and that proves how stupid radio stations were at that time, that they would actually pay for that kind of foolishness. Because, again, we're just mosons with a microphone. I mean, it's not that special.
So did they work a bulk thing with the carrier?
Yeah, really, something
like
that.
We're going to do this every day.
Yeah, and then, of course, he had to fly back so he could do the show in Dallas in the morning. But anyhow, there you go. It's 6:19.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Right, so remember the other day, President Obama mocking Republicans for wanting to halt the Syrian refugees pouring into the U.S., saying, well, they're scared of widows and orphans. Well, Mr. President, let me once again educate you. TheFederalist.com reported yesterday that some research indicates that since 2002, women have carried out 50% of suicide attacks in Sri Lanka, Turkey, and Chechnya. And since the 1980s, women have accounted for nearly a quarter of the attacks in several countries, including Iraq, Egypt, and Israel. Now, PBS has reported as recently as this week that children and teens are being trained as ISIS suicide bombers. You might want to call Congress and tell them to put you, the American people, first and halt these so-called refugees that Obama wants to bring in from Syria and elsewhere.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Yeah, I hunted with my father when I was a boy, and now as a father myself, I hunt with my son.
It's been a tradition in my family for generations. It's so important to me that I vote for people who care about that tradition, who fight for that tradition, which is why I want to talk to you about the Ted Cruz I know and trust. As the top lawyer in Texas, when the Second Amendment was under attack, he was the man who fought for my right to own a gun. He fought for that right all the way to the Supreme Court and won, which is why I know that as president, Ted Cruz won't back down. Lots of candidates like to talk about gun rights. Only one has fought for them at the highest court in our land, and won. That's the Ted Cruz I trust. He's the Ted Cruz we all can trust.
Paid for by Keep the Promise One and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. KeepThePromiseOne.com. Keep the Promise is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Looking for a place with unique atmosphere and wine on tap? Join us at the Wine Bar at Messina Hoff Winery for all this and more. Come by this Friday and experience a moonlit tour. The Wine Bar at Messina Hoff Winery. Find us on Facebook or at MessinaHoff.com.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment. 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25-horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates, pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norma G Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normagetractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. Health insurers Aetna and Anthem said their individual commercial businesses have performed within expectations lately, just one day after United Health Group said it was considering exiting the health insurance exchanges set up under Obamacare. The statements by Anthem and Aetna could be a sign that big problems with business on government exchanges aren't widespread across insurers. The home rental service Airbnb has raised more than $100 million in a new round of funding that gives the company a valuation of $25.5 billion. The company said the number of nights booked on its website hit 23.8 million in the third quarter, up from 11.3 million in the same quarter last year. Stocks ended a positive week with gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 91 points to 17,823. The NASDAQ Composite gained 31, and the S&P 500 rose 7. That's Your Money Now.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm. Over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You can call right now. Optima. That's Latin for cut me some slack.
Call 800-295-2867. 800-295-2867.
Optima Tax Relief.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. As is the case with most things of this nature, you hear far more complaints than you do compliments. You never see anybody blow up in a restaurant that the food was too good. This is the best place ever. But what you will hear is a person lose it if they're treated badly. This is the worst, coldest food I've ever... Well, I suppose that's just human nature. With the way Americans feel about Congress today, this has to feel like a win for them. In an annual Gallup poll asking Americans to rank different professions by their honesty and ethics, Congress didn't come in last. I was stunned. Nope, They came in second to last. Car salesmen finished in dead last. Only 8% of people say that car salespeople have high or very high honesty standards. 10% of people said members of Congress have high or very high standards. Nurses were rated the most honest profession at 85%. The rest of the top 10? Pharmacists, doctors, engineers, dentists, police officers, college professors, members of the clergy, psychiatrists, and chiropractors. The bottom 10? Car salesmen, members of Congress, people in advertising, hey, stockbrokers, HMO managers, senators, insurance salespeople, lawyers, state governors, and business executives. As I have done a couple of those jobs and have friends that are others, we're not all slime. But then again, you don't get a reputation by accident. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They have a variety of jewelry for all customers, from fun fashion stuff that's literally a couple bucks to $30,000 diamond rings. They carry loose diamonds, so you can choose a diamond that best fits your situation. And they've got a jeweler on staff as well. Not to mention the fact they sell gold and silver bullion if you'd like to do some investing. And he'll take a look at your pieces, too, if it's something you'd like to get rid of or maybe even change. Maybe he'll buy it from you and just get something brand new. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. That is plural. Or see him in person on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Hey, good morning, 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. Running an office involves a lot of details, and stopping your progress to run out for office supplies is one of the details you can eliminate. Click on Wiltons.com. I mean, I guess they need to call it a freeze warning because some of us have gotten temps under 32, but really it's just kind of let you know it's a little chilly out there today. It'll be nice, though, 63. Winds out of the southeast this afternoon at about 5 miles an hour. Tonight we'll be down to 45, and then it'll be warm Thanksgiving this year, I guess. 69 for a high temperature on Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday we're looking at highs in the middle 70s. Do want to let you know Thanksgiving night, at least as it stands right now, there's a 50-50 chance of showers, and then that'll continue on Friday with a high temperature around 73 degrees. So a little chilly this morning. Aside from that, pretty pleasant. Right now, winds are calm, 85% relative humidity, and here we have 34 degrees.
Meet Fred, world champion excuse maker.
That's me.
He's been late for work 5 days in a row. His excuses?
Someone stole my steering wheel, my cat had a root canal, my cousin's houseboat sank, and I had to feed my neighbor's ferret.
So what's his excuse for not going to AggielandHelpWanted.com? He knows he'll find a terrific new job from a great local employer.
Yeah.
It's free. There are more local job postings than anywhere else, and applying for jobs is even easier than ever before.
Well, yeah.
So, champ?
I was abducted by aliens.
Uh-huh. There's no excuse. Go to AggielandHelpWanted.com today. Long name. Amazing results.
If you can master three relatively simple techniques, you'll probably be a lot happier. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Comfort means a state of feeling satisfied, and at thecompanystore.com, your comfort is our number one priority. For more than 100 years, the Company Store has handcrafted in the U.S. the very best bedding basics, unique items you won't find anywhere else, like our dual warmth comforters that keep you and your partner sleeping at just the right temperature. Bring comfort home today. Thecompanystore.com, 20% off your entire order plus free shipping with code RADIO at checkout. TheCompanyStore.com. We are all about comfort.
Happiness can be elusive, and often it's because your mind is playing tricks on you.
You need to see that your mind has an opinion about everything, including things it knows nothing about.
Matthew Ferry, author of the audio series Ridiculous Bliss.
Your mind has a habit of prophesizing the worst possible outcome and then avoiding it even though it's not coming.
It is your thoughts that will always determine how happy you are. So,
if you just pay attention to the thoughts in your head, you're going to see that there is no happiness in your head at all. That the happiness ultimately comes when your mind stops talking to you. It's those moments of silence that bring profound happiness.
If you can master three techniques, Matthew believes you will go a long way to being happy.
The first one is to stop holding people accountable to agreements that they never made. So stop holding people accountable to your standards, because nobody knows what your standards are. The second one is to quit pretending that you're psychic. You don't know the future. So to fret over the future and think that bad stuff is coming is really just a hallucination you're having. And then the third thing is to give up being right. The mind literally believes that it knows what is right and what is wrong, and nothing could be further from the truth. And if you give up being right, you're going to be much happier.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. There are two people interested in filling an upcoming vacancy on the Brazos County Commission.
The president of the local Hispanic Republicans group, Brian Business Owner Gabe Garcia, and College Station Mayor Nancy Berry are seeking the GOP nomination to succeed Kenny Mallard, who is retiring. That's one of three Republican primaries in Brazos County. Another is for Congress, where incumbent Bill Flores of Bryan is being challenged by Grosbeck business owner Caleb Sims. And there's the District 14 state representative seat, where incumbent John Rainey of Bryan is opposed by former College Station Councilman Jess Fields. Two more Brazos County officials filed last week for re-election. They are District Judge Travis Bryan and County Attorney Rod Anderson. As previously reported, other incumbents filing for re-election include District 12 State Representative Kyle Cassell, County Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman, Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe, Sheriff Chris Kirk, and District Attorney Jarvis Parsons. A check with Brazos County Democratic Party officials indicate some interest in local races, but no one has filed. The filing deadline is December 14th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station police are investigating separate reports of moving vehicles striking two pedestrians and a bicyclist early Saturday morning. Investigators say two pedestrians failed to yield right-of-way while crossing George Bush Drive at Dexter Saturday shortly before 1 a.m. One of the pedestrians hit by an eastbound car died yesterday after he was taken off life support. He was identified as 21-year-old Jayton Kennedy, a Texas A&M student from Lubbock. The other pedestrian sustained minor injuries. The driver of the car, 21-year-old Samuel Huerta of College Station, was arrested for a DWI. Police say he was not charged with intoxication assault because the pedestrians failed to yield the right-of-way. A bicyclist is hospitalized after he was struck by a hit-and-run driver before sunrise Saturday morning. College Station police report he was on the southbound freeway service road between Cavenders and Allen Honda. According to a CSPD statement, anyone in the area Saturday morning between 3:50 and 4 who saw a dark-colored vehicle or witnessed the bicyclist being hit is asked to call 764-3600. Bryan police are investigating the early Saturday morning shooting death of a local man. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 30-year-old Broderick Turner was in his car on West 16th between Logan and Hall, south of Highway 21.
There were some officers that were probably several miles away that actually heard some gunshots, called in to dispatch, asked if they had any reports, and moments later, reports came in. The first report came in that there were gunshots. The second call came in saying that they had a victim. But they were already en route to that area, so they were pretty close when the call actually came in.
Turner was out of his car and was still alive when officers and emergency personnel arrived. McKeithen says a motive has not been determined. Turner was scheduled to appear in Brazos County District Court next week on four misdemeanor charges. He was also out on bond awaiting trial next July on a charge of assaulting a family member with a prior conviction. A traffic violation in Houston put a Bryan man, who's on DPS statewide most wanted list, back in jail. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says 19-year-old Roy Arevalo Jr. has been sought for more than a year and a half on charges that include smuggling contraband into the county jail for his father with the help of a former detention officer.
It involved one of our former employees who's been fired, who, against probably his better judgment, gave in to Arevalo Sr.'s entreaties to smuggle things into the jail. And the go-between on this was Arevalo Jr., who would contact the employee outside the facility and provide him with whatever the contraband was to smuggle into the facility.
The father, Roy Sr., made a plea agreement with prosecutors last month and was sent to prison to serve a 60-year sentence. Southwest Airlines has avoided a walkout by the transport workers union during the busy Thanksgiving travel period.
The Dallas carrier filed a federal lawsuit to keep the TWU from going on strike. Meanwhile, the president of the union says the 11,000 Southwest workers it represents had no intention of walking out anyhow. As the airline continues to grow and profit, labor problems also increase. John Pendolino, TSN News.
A funeral mass for John Hardin Hicks II will be held tomorrow morning at 11 at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church in College Station. Hicks, the son of company owner and president Bill and Paula Hicks, died last Thursday at the age of 16 following a 3.5-year battle with brain cancer. A rosary followed by visitation is at Hillier Funeral Home in Bryan today from 4 until 7. Donations may be made on behalf of John Hardin for cancer research to Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. Details are online at WTAW.com. Bryan Broadcasting offices will be closed tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. WTAW News time is 6:36. It's 37 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Duncan Dining Center for the 32nd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 Thanksgiving meals locally. Donations of food are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special for your neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
So how much time do you think you're going to spend over the next couple of weeks online doing stuff at your house when somebody else is online at your house doing stuff? Well, if it drags and is slow, what you need to do is go to take the speed test challenge with Suddenlink. Especially with all the wireless devices in the house now, in just my house, my iPhone, my iPad, and my computer running just in the other room. My daughter sometimes brings over her Kindle. So that's just in my small little thing, not to mention everything else that could be bleeding through. So if you would like to find more about the speed test challenge, go to speedtest.suddenlink.com to find out just how fast, or in this, a lot of cases, slow, your DSL might actually be. Make the switch by calling 1-877-694-9474 today and get the SL200 HD TV and 50 meg internet and phone for just $69 a month. Don't wait. Call 1-877-694-9474 today or visit suddenlink.com for more information. Again, and if you want to take the speed test challenge, that's speedtest.suddenlink.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
639, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click actionsportstx.com.
Chilly temperatures in control of the weather for today, but it will gradually warm up as we head into the middle of the week. It'll also start to cloud up. Sunshine today, only 60 to 65. Clear tonight for much of the night. Clouds increase late, lows near 45. Becoming cloudy tomorrow, 65 to 70. Cloudy tomorrow night, there could be a shower, lows 55 to 60. Wednesday cloudy, chance of a shower. Nice Wednesday afternoon, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Somebody called him Bert a lot.
And they weren't wrong. 6 field goals in one game ties an SEC record. We'll have more on A&M football. The high school playoffs are set, and all the local teams are advancing. We'll have more on that, plus A&M men's and women's basketball, and the soccer team is making their way to the Elite Eight for the 6th time. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes or so.
And if Brent Musburger didn't know how to pronounce his name, it probably wouldn't have mattered in most games, but when you end up, what, he tries 7 field goals, is that right? He missed one.
That is
right?
Correct.
So, I mean, and Jesse Palmer had his name right for a while, and then he didn't listen. And it's amazing to me because I know that they have pronunciation guides. They really do.
You of all people would know.
I would know that. But it's amazing that he somehow decided that Taylor Bertolette, who's played here since, you know, forever, suddenly had a French background.
Yes.
And so he wanted to make him Bertolet. So there you are.
And he's called a game with him in it, yeah, and said it right.
Well, he also called us Texas. So, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Well, I've hated mustard.
Mustard burger.
I always call him mustard burger because he just stinks on ice.
Yeah, he is. Anyway.
He's terrible.
Way it goes. It wasn't a very enjoyable game to watch.
No.
I mean, it wasn't very, 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 very entertaining. I watched, you know, Ole Miss is a pretty good football
team. Yeah, they are.
And I know people who are up and down this hallway who don't think that coach is very good, Hugh Freeze. But you know what? I think Hugh Freeze is a pretty good coach.
He's okay.
That was a hard end of a game to watch.
Why?
Well, I have Arkansas family.
Oh, I got you. Well,
and
look.
I was next to him when they lost.
Oh, well, that's screen pass to the tight end. Not a bad play.
No.
Like to see us try that. Just saying. Anyway, enough of that. We're not a sports station. Ben Carson. This is Ben Carson. And again, he'd be the guy who would say this.
This country was designed for leadership by citizen statesmen and not career politicians.
I kind of like that. And again, he's the one who would say it because the career politicians wouldn't.
Here. Yes,
John Kasich continues to pound Donald Trump on Trump's latest idea for Muslim refugees in the U.S. He said, I flat out condemn the idea that we're going to have Muslims register and the idea that we're going to repel an entire group of people on the basis of their religion. It's nonsense. Okay, John, go sit with the Democrats then, okay? Go do that. In the meantime, in Austin, protesters showed up at the governor's mansion on Sunday to register their disapproval of Greg Abbott's stance against allowing refugees fleeing the conflict to Texas, under the watchful eye of many police. Among those quoted would be Nawar al-Gharawi. Thank you. Who is an English literature student. Would he like to talk about his career arc? I mean, I'm just saying. Anyway, he's an English literature student at the University of Texas at Austin who is here on a student visa in the United States. He says, they are humans like us. Refugees are not terrorists. They're escaping the terrorists. Also speaking was activist Monserrat Gharabi of the Education Austin organization. Greg Abbott, we have a message for you. You don't have the best interest for Texas or for our country. Did you hear something you should know this morning?
Yeah.
Here's the quote.
You need to see that your mind has an opinion about everything, including things it knows nothing about.
Just saying. I just thought I'd play that. That would be an appropriate time for it.
I'm increasingly less concerned about Syrian refugees that go through the vetting process. They get to spend a year and a half to 2 years overseas waiting to be brought in. I'm much more concerned about the, 13 now that have been detained at our border.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we do need to vet refugees, but also I think we're vetting them pretty well. We don't know a lot about Syria. That's what James Clapper said.
Right.
So that's an issue. We do need to look into that. But
and we haven't ever known anything about them.
No.
We never pay attention to them.
No.
Go ahead.
But even Ambassador Crocker said, a former ambassador to Syria, Crocker,
right.
Ryan Crocker, said we need to let them in.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we are. I've really shifted on this from not knowing a lot and having an opinion to knowing a little bit more and having a slightly different opinion that the refugees are not the issue. There's a lot of other security we can tie up before we really worry about roughly increasing it to 10,000 refugees. That's not the danger. ISIS militants are not going to sit and wait for 2 years to have a 0.5% chance to come to America and make their attack that way. They'll come through the porous border that already exists and do it tomorrow.
I would agree. I understand all that. What I still have a problem with, though, is that we are making these people change everything about their life when they are not willing to, I think, for the most part, embrace anything in our life. They'll come over here and they'll put together some sort of a
enclave.
Enclave, caliphate, I don't care what you want to call it.
I don't know that that's the case. I don't know many Syrians, and I can't say you're wrong. Uh-huh. But I also can't I can't agree with you on that, because I don't think anyone who's running from bombs is necessarily going to bring their own bombs here.
Understand that. I don't trust our vetting process, because we can't even vet people for Obamacare. We want to, and I understand trying to embrace people who are in great need, but I think we have people in America who need to be embraced because they have great need. When we get that solved, then we can open our borders.
You know what?
Up.
But they're here and they're Americans, and I've been called heartless for saying we really need to let people start, you know, owning up to their own responsibility, mm-hmm. taking care of themselves once they're here. Refugees aren't here yet. And if we're their last hope, that's what America is.
Why
and
are we their last hope?
Because freedom. That's it. You've got opportunity once you're here. Once you're a citizen, you have the opportunity to fail and fall flat on your face.
Will they work to citizenship? That has to be part of it as well.
I asked the question before. Once they come here, are they going to say, cool, thanks for letting me in. Syria looks safe and happy now. It looks like they're selling Coca-Cola on the street corners. I'd like to go back and be a Syrian. I'd be okay with that. But once they're here, they have legal status as a refugee, then they have that opportunity to work towards citizenship. I think that should be open to them. Look, the tired, huddled masses, that's my bleeding heart liberal part of me.
Okay, go ahead.
No, that's it. I mean, we cannot let fear get in the way of freedom. Because once we start saying we need to be more secure and we need to reduce other people's opportunities to come here and make a life for them so that we're more secure, that's when we start putting up this wall that we can't tear back
down. But is there any point in all of this conversation we're just slowing down? The U.S. government sucks at doing anything fast except making mistakes.
I wish both sides would be okay with it. Part of it is transparency. I've read so much. Cato Institute put out one of their papers, and you know, they're pretty libertarian. They said, look, this is not the issue. Fight your fight somewhere else. The vetting process may not be perfect, but it's not as bad as you think. I found out so much that I didn't know. I just assumed it was bad because I didn't know anything before. And I think if the administration would say, just sort, you know, maybe have a little fireside chat and say, look, I know you're concerned. I would like to show you what the process looks like and detail it. And don't make it partisan. You know, it's not about proving that the evil people who want to put up the walls are wrong.
Yeah, okay,
it's tough to get to America as it is. It's really tough as a Syrian refugee.
I understand. But again, and we're getting late. We really are. But
and this, I'll shorten sports. Go ahead.
And I'm not the only one. You know, my great-grandfather could not speak English. My grandfather learned English, okay? That's that was part of what you did to become an American. And I don't think that America needs to be a way station for somebody while they decide whether they're going to return to their country or go someplace else. They have to be willing to take step number two if they're going to take step number one. And step number two is the quote that you gave us from Teddy Roosevelt on Friday about you learn to salute the flag, you learn the language, you love the country. I mean, I think that's what we need to be doing.
I concur wholeheartedly.
So do I.
Yeah, so we'll see. It's 6:49.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
They're all interesting gardening years here in Texas. Sometimes we get more rain than usual, sometimes not as much. The plants that we're growing need our constant help and attention, and every year is different. I'm going to help you get ready for the wintertime based on things that you need to be doing to get your plants ready for growth next spring. I'll be back with important details right after this message. Are you looking for the perfect gift? I might have it for you. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my newest book. not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening from 25 years ago. That's the one you'll find in stores. That's the one you'll find on Amazon. This book is so much better. 840 new photographs, 344 pages, completely different format. It even has a chapter telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your garden. Three of us did the entire book. It is self-published and was printed in Texas. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be getting a signed copy, personalized if you wish. Remember, not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order anytime at neilsperry.com. N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y, neilsperry.com. Now that another growing season is coming to an end, it's time to look winter square in the eyes. What should you do to protect your plants against the ills that might befall them over the next 10 or 12 weeks? Well, you begin by tidying things up. You trim back all the old seed heads and the flower stalks in your perennial garden just to make it look better. Remove the stubble from your annual beds and work shredded tree leaves in to decay over the wintertime. Keep the fallen leaves off your grass. They trap moisture and they keep the grass active farther into the winter than it should be, and that can result in diseases like brown patch becoming more of a problem than they ought to be. It can also allow St. Augustine to suffer more cold injury than necessary should strong winds blow those leaves off the yard during a cold spell in the winter, especially in the northern ranges of St. Augustine. Change your sprinkler system. If you had it in the automatic mode all summer, put it in the manual setting for the winter. Better yet, get a smart controller that will do that for you. Most of us tend to overwater our lawns and landscapes, and that's especially true during the winter. The grass isn't going to need as much water, not by a long shot. Neither will the trees and shrubs. So it's better that you determine when it's time to water. Save most of the pruning for the second half of the winter. That's especially true for plants that are known to be sensitive to cold in your part of Texas. The list in some parts of the state might include oleanders or gardenias or pittosporums, figs. Pruning stimulates new growth, and that new growth can be unnecessarily vulnerable to cold damage. Wait until late winter or early February to prune fruit trees, summer flowering shrubs and vines, shade trees, and evergreen shrubs. Remember that you must never top crepe myrtles or shade trees. Speaking of winter tender plants, make provision to protect them. Nurseries sell lightweight landscape fabric. It's called frost cloth to pull over the plants when temperatures are going to be really cold. It can make 7 or 8 degrees of difference in how well your plants survive the cold. Cover all exposed faucets, both in the side walls of your house and freestanding in your landscape. If they are freeze-proof faucets on the side of your house, disconnect the hoses. It's a great way to have a pipe rupture. If you don't have that thing disconnected, it'll come into the house. Not a good plan. Well, I'm Neil Sperry, and the root of the issue will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks a lot for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. We'll start you off with high school football in Class 5A Division II playoffs. The College Station Cougars scored on their first five possessions on the way to a 52-7 rout of North Forest. Hunter Batten would score two touchdowns, as would Jarvis Lister, and the Bryan High Vikings beat Magnolia West 37-21. Trendavian Dixon caught his 74th career touchdown reception to set a Texas high school football record, and the Navasota Rattlers had a little more trouble with Jasper than usual. They got the win, though, 35-21, to advance in the 4A Division I playoffs. Earlier in the week, A&M Consolidated blasted Magnolia 49-0. In the regional round of the playoffs, College Station will take on Angleton Friday at 7 at Wood Forest Stadium in Shenandoah. Navasota heads to Beaumont for a matchup against Carthage Friday at 6. They'll play at Lamar University. Bryan High will play George Ranch Saturday at 6 as well at U of H. A&M Consolidated heads to H-Town. They'll challenge Fort Bend Ridgepoint Saturday at 5:30 at the home of the Texans, NRG Stadium. And to find all this information in one nice, neat little bundle, you can go to BrazosFootball.com. Aggie football got their first shutout since 2004, holding the Vanderbilt Commodores to just 41 total yards in the second half to beat Vandy 25-0. Coach Kevin Sumlin said the D held up their end.
A heck of an effort by our defense and by our defensive staff, particularly on the road in league play. So, you know, we've had issues across the board in all phases, you know, offense, defense, special teams at different times this year. But, you know, defensively, Can we get better? Yes, but you got to be happy with their effort tonight.
Kyle Allen passed for 336 yards and one touchdown, and Taylor Bertolette tied a Southeastern Conference and school record by making six field goals.
Somebody called him Bertolette out there today. Do we want him to do all that to set field goal records? Probably not. But, in a situation like we're in today, that's the case, and he's doing his job.
The Aggies next head to Baton Rouge, Louisiana for LSU, who were bounced out of the top 25 after falling to Ole Miss 38-17 Saturday. Kick scheduled for this coming Saturday at 6:30 in Death Valley. Clemson remains the number one team in the latest Associated Press college football poll, but there are changes underneath. The Tigers follow the losses by Ohio State and Oklahoma State, making Alabama now the new number two team, followed by Notre Dame and Oklahoma. Michigan State, Baylor, Ohio State, Oklahoma State, and Florida round out the top 10. Aggie soccer kept on a rolling as Daniel Rice came up with a penalty kick save on a shot by old Mrs. Gretchen Hatkett. In the sixth round of the shootout, Shira Shaw found the back of the net to send the number 21 Aggies to their sixth NCAA Elite Eight, including their second consecutive appearance. The match went to penalty kicks in the shootout after the teams played to a 1-1 draw through 110 minutes. Aggies return to action on Friday as they'll travel to Tallahassee at 1 p.m. for Florida State. The number 25 Aggie volleyball team celebrated Senior Day with a thrilling five-set come-from-behind victory after trailing 2-0 over defending SEC champ and 14th-ranked Florida. Outside hitter Kira McGee said they kind of got into the Gators' heads.
I think that's all it was a mental game, like how we were down 2-0. Like, we went in the locker room and then talked to them. We were like, we're not losing this game. We're going to fight for every point. That's exactly what we did. And once we had them down, they didn't know what to do.
A&M closes out the regular season at Missouri and Arkansas Wednesday and Saturday. The 64-team NCAA championship bracket will be announced Sunday, November 29th. Texas A&M men's basketball saw Daniel House and Tony Troship Morales score 12 points each, and Texas A&M beat UNC Asheville 75-47 Saturday. Next up, the guys head to Paradise Island in the Bahamas for the University of Texas in a tournament. They'll tip things off Wednesday at 6 o'clock. The 12th-ranked A&M women's hoops team knocked off TCU 82-78 at Reed Saturday, pushing the Aggies' record to 4-0 for the eighth time in the past 9 years. The ladies are off until Friday when they head to Vegas for the Thanksgiving shootout tournament. They'll tip it against Cal at 2 o'clock on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, DeAndre Hopkins had two touchdown catches to help the Houston Texans to a 24-17 win over the New York Jets, making their record now 500 at 5-5. Tony Romo had a triumphant return for the Cowboys and snapped the 7-game losing streak to knock off Aggie Ryan Tannehill and the Miami Dolphins 24-14. Romo was happy to be back and get the W.
Felt good to kind of get back and play football and help your team win. And tough team we went against today. They're physical. It's one of those games you got to just stand up and fight, outlast them a little bit. And our guys did that today.
On out of the NBA, where Russell Westbrook had 31 points and the Oklahoma City Thunder rallied from behind to knock off Dallas 117-114. And the Golden State Warriors have tied an NBA record for the longest season opening win streak, improving to a perfect 15-0 as they beat Denver. And finally, we'll wrap it up in NASCAR. Well, Kyle Busch has won his first NASCAR Sprint Cup Championship. Busch started the season in the hospital in Daytona with broken leg and foot and ended with a trip to the championship stage at Homestead, Miami. The 30-year-old Busch beat fellow contenders Kevin Harvick, Jeff Gordon, and Martin Truex Jr. to the checkered flag. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Patrick Zeiner. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with the child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominic Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive. Then shop for your angel, drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Friday, December 11th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Looking for a place with unique atmosphere and wine on tap? Join us at the Wine Bar at Messinahoff Winery for all this and more. Come by this Friday and experience a moonlit tour. The Wine Bar at Messinahoff Winery. Find us on Facebook or at messinahoff.com.
It's the weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 63 today. Shouldn't be bad at all. Low temperature tonight around 46. Near 70 tomorrow, about 75 on Wednesday and on Turkey Day. And by the way, we do have a chance of some showers coming into the forecast starting tomorrow night. It's